Hi, everybody. This is Maritza, and you are listening to the Autism Stressless podcast, where each week I will take a few minutes to talk to you about autism, how to stress less, and find hope in your journey with your family. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Autism Stressless podcast. It has been a while since I've been on here, and there are reasons for that. I've been going through a lot of difficulties, which I understand a lot of you guys who are listening may be going through your own difficulties. I do have a tendency to become overly emotional with things in life because of having a son with severe autism and special needs. It has put me into a hypervigilant state where I'm always just emotionally charged, I guess, is how I can explain that. So in the last few months, if you guys have been listening to the podcast, I try to put things out here to help you to stress less when you're parenting your kids. And most recently, I have, hit the point in my life where I am overwhelmed, and I feel like I've reached my capabilities in helping my son, Jaden. Now, he is currently with grandparents that are amazing, my parents and my ex's parents, so he is being taken care of currently by the grandparents, but we needed a break, both him and I, because of how things were becoming increasingly, I don't want to say violent, but it's been increasingly it's an emotionally charged environment. And you guys know how it is when you have a child with autism, how there's a ton of meltdowns, sensory input issues, whether it could be, you know, cleaning products, vacuum cleaners, the sound of a fridge buzzing, anything can put sensory assault on our children. But lately I've been emotionally agitated, and I think that Jaden has felt that. And so when you're emotionally agitated, your typical kids understand, you know, something's wrong. And so I believe what had happened is that because of my emotional agitation, it was a sensory assault on Jaden, and it pushed him to the edge and pushed me to the edge, and we were both just not doing very well. I believe I've done so much to help him over the years that I have come to this point where I'm exhausted, and we both need a break. I have lost myself, I believe, you know, and I will admit that. You know, I want to stress less and I want to help others stress less. And I don't think that I've been taking very good care of myself. So my title for this podcast is, Are You Taking Care of Yourself? And I am now starting to understand that self-care is super important to your emotional well-being. I've been writing in a journal daily now, whereas before it was sporadic. I'm trying to be more mindful of what I eat and drink. I have some quiet time. But I sit here and I think about all of you who may not have help, right? Who may not have the help that I have. And I'm hoping and praying that you can catch a break if you can, even if it's for one night, two nights, because you don't want to break down because of all of the severe stress, right? I would be lying to you if I said I'm not slightly depressed. I am slightly depressed, because of how life has changed. This past year has been very challenging for our family and for Jaden. So I'm thankful, but slightly depressed, you know, that everything has turned out to be okay. But it's only that way because of how much turmoil we were all in as a family. One of the things I was listening to the other day was this talk on solving the real crisis of meltdowns, anxiety, and extreme behavior. And the thing that I was kind of upset about, and this is just me, but the things that I was kind of upset about was that they talked about like unwanted affection and sensory overload and unpredictability, inconsistency, right? They talk about all these things that can happen with our children, dietary issues, medication issues. How about we address all of these things slowly and then pull them down slowly and eliminate those things that are driving them crazy or that cause them to scream. But it did make me mad because that's all I've been doing this past year, right? So how many of you parents are doing that and it's still where there's lots of screaming and lots of maladaptive behaviors? Like, I've eliminated so many things, you guys, to the point where I felt so bad for Jaden at one point where I was like, he doesn't have anything. You know, like, he literally doesn't have anything. I've eliminated almost everything except for his books and his plush toys. And, you know, I try to reintroduce iPads and iPhones to where then he just goes back and he throws them and breaks them. And I just feel like in the storm, you know, the professionals, they tell you to do all these things, but nothing has worked. And again, I think it's much easier when Jaden is in an environment where there's nobody else around. Like here in this household, there's five of us and we also have a pet. So I think there's a lot of sensory input that bothers Jaden and causes him to melt down, but then also causes me to melt down, right? So some of the things that I realized is like, yeah, I haven't been taking the very best care of myself. I have been in contact, like leaving Jaden, you know, voice messages, and he's leaving me voice messages, though nonverbal. It's very sweet, you know, like we're still in each other's corner. We still, you know that there's, you know, we love each other. And even though this is a crazy time, you know, things will, it'll change, and hopefully for the better, right? So what are you guys doing to take care of yourself? I really would like to know. There's another mom who has a son with autism who's like 24. She explained, you know, she doesn't have help at all, and her son, you know, he sometimes will just like use the bathroom, not tell her, and then put feces all over the wall. And he does so many things that it's so hard on a daily basis to take care of him, and he's screaming all day. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and I talked with her for a little bit. And she said, you know, the only break that I do have is when his caregiver comes in like 2 hours a day. And I said, thank God for the 2 hours a day, right? Better than no hours a day, but it sucks. But, you know, she says the same thing. At least I get those 2 hours a day. But it is hard, you know, and it's just you. There's no spouse, there's no siblings, there's nobody to help. So I hope that you guys can find some kind of help, and you're taking care of yourself and doing things that help you mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I don't know, I'm praying for our family, I'm praying for your family. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving, and hope you guys have a good rest of your weekend. Don't forget to keep loving your child and take care of yourself. The stress less skill for the week is to catch a break and to take care of yourself. The scripture I have for you is in the book of Psalms, verse 119. Chapter 119, verse 107. I am greatly afflicted. Renew and revive me, giving me life, O Lord, according to your word. So for those of you who are greatly afflicted today, I pray that God revive you and that you know that he is always present whenever you're going through your troubles. Have a good rest of your weekend.